Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Good morning. Thank you for listening. Here's your reward, Dave Matthews Band tickets.
Play Satellite.
Dave Matthews Band is playing at Shoreline on September 8th, and we've got your way in right now. Call in number 97, 800-400-3697. You score a pair of tickets, and we've got these all day, all week long. 9, noon, 3, and 5 each weekday this fine week. Dave Matthews Band. Fans, call now. 800-400-3697. The end.
That same phone number is the number we accept texts at. Mm-hmm. That's where you can send us your opinion or comments or whatever.
Whatever's on your mind.
Throughout the show, we collect them.
Pictures, video, anything.
That's right. And we try to read them in the appropriate time, but often don't get to them. So here you go.
That was a lot.
Please fix the volume of the commercials on the podcast. I can't even hear you guys talking sometimes, but when the commercials come on, they blow my eardrums. You know, Sarah keeps my volume way down, so I know one of the reasons you can't hear me is because she just, I'm like half the volume that she's at.
It's weird because I'm sort of talking at a normal level, and I feel like I'm exactly the same volume as you are right now.
I don't know. You're sneaky smart, and I don't like what you're up to with the volume over there. I feel like you're ripping me off.
Has someone mentioned? I mean, I have no idea what the processing is like on the internet. It just is what it is.
Yeah, I don't have control over that, Bryn.
We've tried. I've talked to people about that before as well.
Seems like if they would input the commercials at a lower volume,
I put something in, it just triggers something, a third party that inserts whatever they want to put in.
So that has nothing to do with us. Yeah, that's not us. We're sorry.
We tried.
I feel like you're talking purposefully at a lower voice.
I'm not.
Right
I'm talking
now.
In my right. Well, yes, right. Maybe I am.
Right.
Yeah. And weird, though, even when you talk at a lower voice, I can still hear you, no problem. There's something about the way your voice cuts through everything.
You guys, enough about poop and boogers.
Oh, I didn't get to the poem today. You wanted to play a poem. Enough about poop and boogers. I agree, Vinny. Why do you keep bringing up poop and boogers?
I didn't bring that up.
You just brought it up.
Love all the breastfeeding talk as you guys are talking about Sarah's struggles. I'm over here breastfeeding my little ones. The struggle is real. Love you guys. Thanks for keeping me busy every morning during feeds.
Thanks for listening.
510 says, I just broke up with a guy because he destroyed the toilet bowl and did not flush.
Flush that? Make that go away.
You're so much more horrified by the dude not flushing than you were the girl.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. You're outraged just now. Like a tenth of that for the girl.
Her poop is cute.
It's adorable. Guys, though.
Guys are the worst. But
I don't know why.
Young men who always, you know, when I was growing up, you had to have 5 roommates or whatever. And yeah. Then the guy's drinking, and you hear some guy yell, you guys got to come see this.
Oh, Jesus.
It's unbelievable. Showing each other poop. It's just such a drunken, dumb guy
thing. So you've done that.
I've never done that, but I have run to see.
I admit, I have run
to look.
Gross. You never did one. You're like, that's amazing.
No,
I've got to show my roommates.
I have never done that. I can assure you, I've never.
But you're
done
saying
that.
Back in your day, if there had been Instagram, you would have been following people who would post pictures.
No,
of
course not. I just was saying that because if it's valuable to take a picture of your stupid meal.
Oh, you got to be kidding me. You think it's the same thing?
It's like a
isn't
before
it?
And after.
Oh, my God.
Isn't
this is what
it?
It looked like when they brought it to my table.
No.
And this is what it looks like.
This is something delicious. This is something private.
This is what it looks like
God,
after
Vinny.
I suck out all the nutrients.
You're disgusting, Vinny.
I'm the one.
Yes,
you guys
you're
with
the
your,
one.
Oh,
it's
look,
the same
everyone.
Thing. How is that different than posting your food? I don't know how to put it into words for you, but it's different. If I got to explain that to you, I might not be able to. you might be beyond the comprehension of that. Oh, my God.
You guys got to come see this. It's amazing.
I work for Gap Inc.
Oh, shame.
And each floor has a private, quiet room for nursing moms to pump milk and special refrigerators for milk storage.
That's great.
It made pumping at work a little easier. Thanks, Gap.
That is great.
Mm-hmm. 415
it's nice
says
to hear that there are companies already doing this as they're trying to make it a law. Yeah.
I love Chief Wahoo. He's iconic, frowny face. You know, here's the thing. There are a lot of things that we grew up with or have seen on a regular basis that never thought about being racist.
Because they didn't hurt us.
Right.
But
somebody's
they hurt
bummed.
Someone.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's a bummer, but you're going to have to keep that at your house.
Yeah.
Home from work with a concussion, decided to finally read Ready Player One. Loved it.
Ooh, so good. God, that's a good book. And I can't wait for the... We're only 2 months away from the movie, right? Isn't it March?
I don't remember.
I believe it is.
Oh my God. Are we...
I think Rebecca's working on that.
Oh, yeah. Love to take
Spanakopita.
Spanakopita.
Greek spinach pie.
Yeah, that's it.
You're going to get that? Are you going to order for everyone today since you've been there?
No,
like
I'm not going to
10 times
I'm
in the last
like
month?
Hooman, before you even get there, he's already ordered 20 things, and now you have to eat them. I'm not going to do that, but I will order spanakopita.
All right.
Because I love that.
My husband uses my secret deodorant, and it drives me crazy. It's only for women.
Strong enough for a man, but made for a woman.
He says it works better than Old Spice.
No. Oh.
Annoyed in SC. Love you guys.
Well, the thing about dudes, too, is that they, most of them, I guess, I don't know, does everyone shave their armpit hair now? Do you clip off your armpit hair?
Like, I clip all my hair, but I do so with embarrassment and shame. I lock the door to the room.
But it's
and
not shaved off.
No, I don't shave it bald. No.
Because, like, sometimes my kids will use, like, my band roll on. They have, like, their big, gross teenager
wiry,
underarm hairs.
Curly.
Ugh. And then I roll on my roll on, and I look, I'm like, oh my God, what is that? Ugh! It's like, don't do that. Stop.
415 says, right on, Machine Head. Yeah. So glad you played their new album and they noticed. And more today.
Yes.
Machine Head should be your house band for the Valentine's Day secret show.
Mm.
Oh my God, would
Let's
that
see
be
if
the
they'll come
best
and do an acoustic
Valentine's
Machine Head
Day
set.
Acoustic? Nothing. Bring your amps.
I don't know. How
Let's
that
get
would
loud.
Go.
Come on. Mm. That'd be so fun.
The other thing too is on those podcasts we can't remember. We had Michael Franti on a podcast. He actually performed. He was like, "I'm fine with it," and then they still wouldn't let us put it on the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
That was a bummer.
Why would you laugh that he's a ginger? That's like laughing that he's black or laughing that he's disabled. Making fun of somebody because they look a little different is ridiculous, and I think it's super immature for somebody with a large platform to do something like that.
Oh my God, were we making fun
no,
of him?
No, I was trying to explain to that person that we were laughing because we were laughing
Vinny
at Hooman.
Vinny loves gingers.
No,
oh,
we were
oh,
laughing
that.
At Hooman because I had already said that earlier right. And Hooman wasn't paying attention. That's what we were laughing at. Not this person.
You can be whatever you want to be. I swear to God, on this show, like, is there anyone that we would reject? We love all people.
We're equal opportunity offenders.
That's right. We love you and hate you. Come on in. You can love us and hate us too.
Oh, here's Yuzette's response. We're laughing because Hooman's not paying attention. We already said he's a ginger.
Yeah.
And then I think they said, oh, sorry, I turned in late tuned in late.
So they were playing the role of Hooman on the text machine.
Very, very disappointing. How do you explain to a child that people will laugh at them because of their hair color, even on the radio? Horrible.
Oh, my God. Does anyone love the gingers more than us? We talk about them all the time.
No.
Please don't. Your kid is probably the cutest kid on earth. And I'm not kidding.
Back to poop.
I have so many redheads, like flaming redheads in my family. I couldn't love them more.
408 says, too funny you guys are talking about people leaving poop in the toilet this morning. I left my 14-year-old son a note this morning. It says, hey, Lucas, flush the toilet.
Oh, God. How do you not notice that you forgot? Like, isn't it like in the room bothering you?
I guess you're in a hurry.
I guess. Shouldn't you be hopping in the shower right after that? I don't know. I don't understand. How do people forget that just happened? It's like I'm try-
as fast as possible. Like, I want that out of my world. Where in the world's away? I don't care. Put it there.
I use iPhone 10 for Apple Pay at stores. The facial recognition is really fast, but then you hit the power button to approve the purchase.
Oh, oh.
So that's how you don't accidentally end up paying for someone else's stuff.
Yeah, I don't want to pay for everybody's stuff.
It's not mandatory that you pick up the phone to unlock it. You can choose to put in a passcode instead. I'm talking about the iPhone 10. Right, that's what I did. So I turned off the facial recognition. I have a passcode that opens it, and then I set the timing at like 30 minutes. So I have plenty of time to go back and forth to my phone without needing to keep pressing the code in.
Right.
So it's worked. Otherwise, I would have returned it.
Right.
If I could have found a workaround for that facial recognition, I wouldn't have kept it.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, that is, it's key.
My husband has a flip phone because of that same reason. All he needs it for is to call me. No social media for him.
Well, that's great. I actually feel like that's a good way to live your life. Of course, when you're lost in the woods and you can't find your way back because you don't have GPS, bummer for you.
Out in the woods a lot,
I don't know
are you?
Where you are. All you know, right. You're lost over in the East Bay where we never go, so we clearly don't know the roads. I don't know how to get home from here. I'm just going to drive around until I see something I recognize.
408.
Run out of gas, one or the other.
Or electricity.
Right, exactly. I'm
damn.
Actually sweating that going down to San Jose, like, oh my God, my range anxiety is kicking in.
408 says, damn, I'm glad Bryn is back. That jaw crack sound had tears coming down my face. Here, laughing out loud on the bus on my way to work. Love you all.
Love you too. Thanks for listening.
That was just Sarah opening her mouth.
No, it wasn't. You put the crack in.
Well, the first crack was you.
It was a tiny little pop.
Yeah, but it
wasn't like a thing. It wasn't like the thing you played. It was a tiny crack.
Well,
when I made a big O sound.
When Sarah opens her mouth, it goes a certain distance. Then there's a crack and it drops like 3 more feet.
Oh my God.
And she could take in like...
I'm like a snake. I can unhinge my jaw
right,
and get my
four
head
times
around
the amount of stuff that she could right. before. It's a whole thing. Go on.
Nothing. I'm done talking about that. I'm just looking at the text that he posted up here. Hooman is the grandma of the show. He's always repeating what someone just said. Okay, grandma, got it.
Grandma Hooman.
I know Blue Moon from the movie Grease. Danny and Cha-Cha dance around the spotlight, dancing the spotlight dance. Oh. And the other T-Birds moon the camera.
Oh.
It's been a while since I've watched Grease. I can't say I remember
that. I don't really
that.
Remember that. I remember the dance contest. I don't yeah. remember Blue Moon being part of it.
510 says, 23andMe with a question mark. My 82-year-old grandmother found the baby, now 65 years old, that she was forced to put up for adoption as a teen. Literally the craziest 48 hours of our lives.
Oh, my God. That's incredible. So that can help you find birth parents and children you've given up for adoption, if they register or something?
How incredibly sad is that, that woman carried the grief from giving up her child for all those years of her life, and
for
only
65 years,
only reconnected now. Well, 85, you're 1 foot in, right?
Right. Well, you know, lots of people live long, healthy lives long past 85. Oh,
do they?
I don't really know. Seems like things go downhill.
You're pretty busted
there.
By 85, aren't you?
Yes.
I mean, they'll have some time together,
sure.
which is great, but that's very sad.
It's very sad.
I love straw, so I carry a reusable one now. Save the earth, save my pearly whites.
Yeah, I have a friend who drinks everything that could stain his teeth through one of those little coffee stirrers. He just carries those in his pocket.
Who's this?
Village.
Village yeah. carries a straw everywhere
like,
he goes.
And he has a little pocket full of, I was like,
sure,
what are you doing?
Sure, it's not for his cocaine?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's pretty skinny for cocaine. It's just the little coffee stirrer ones. You know, they
what
get
does
your
he
drink.
Care? Yeah. He won't even date a lady.
Oh, he'll date. He'll just ruin everything.
Oh.
Yeah. No, he doesn't want the stains on his teeth.
Well, none of us do.
Yeah, so that's why he does it. His teeth are nice and white because he drinks, pulls it past his teeth with a straw. Yeah.
Although someone was saying the other day that it gives you wrinkles. around your mouth.
Oh, the Strata. Drink well, that's like straw. Ciggies too.
Mm. Well, that's like life, though. Yeah. You know, you can not smoke or drink through straws and still get all those little lines around your mouth. Yeah. Man, the struggle is real.
Vinny isn't going to birthdays the same way he doesn't go to church every week. Huh?
What?
I don't know. I don't know what they're going for there. Sometimes I go to church. What are you talking about?
I that's what I thought.
All right.
Oh, not like this. They think you're hiding that you go to church?
I'm not hiding it.
Yeah.
I didn't go last weekend, though. Surf was up. Sorry, God.
You went to your own church.
I can't be there today.
Yeah, listen,
not going to be able to get there today.
Isn't God everywhere, yeah. Vinny?
You know what? Yeah. Winter, as soon as spring or summer gets here, the surf will go flat, and I will be all kind of new places. Right now, I'm
church,
busy.
Church, here I come.
Yep. Sarah's wearing a Third Love bra. Does she love it?
I do love it. This is a good bra. It's my go-to. If it's not in the laundry, it's the one I reach for.
Hooman, Wham! Was my first concert at the Oakland Coliseum.
Oh, I wonder if that's the one you were supposed to go to.
You know, my cousins lived in Fresno.
In the
Boo.
So it might have been up in that area. Oh. But it was so long ago.
You were a tiny child.
Def Leppard, Shoreline, that was an incredible show. So glad that was my first concert.
Do we have more of these tickets to give away? The Def Leppard journey?
Just till the end of the week.
Okay. And Foreigner?
Yeah, and what's the pre-sale?
No, play Bring It On the Heartbreak.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's off that High and Dry record. Me and Vinny were listening to songs from High and Dry and going, well, people will know this one.
Well, you know why they'll know that too? That album... They did a bunch of videos for it. I think it was concert footage or something, but it was on MTV all the time during that era.
Right.
So I love those songs.
Turn up. Maybe fast forward it.
All right.
He's going to stay.
Making all the best of me. Oh, can't you see?
You got the best of me. Whoa, can't you see? You're bringing on the heartbreak. It's a good one. I hope they do this one. Hey. Solid.
Yeah, that's pretty good stuff. I think they have a new guitar player now from that era, too.
They've had a lot of tragedy in that band.
Well, I think that guy died of alcohol.
At like 30.
Yeah.
And then the drummer only has one arm.
707 says, as Vinny says he clenches in traffic, I realize I too am clenched in traffic. Yeah. And relaxed my jaw. Yeah, there's certain things will get you. Sarah, your makeup looks beautiful.
Thank you.
Will you be removing your jacket during your special lunch?
I will.
You what?
Yeah.
Oh.
It'll be warm in there.
Oh. Yeah. That's why?
I'm sure it'll be. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, plus, I'll have just walked there. Over there, yeah. too. You know, that warms you up.
Feel free to swing around. By the bar. Me and Brent will be having a drink, glass of wine.
Oh, well, we'll walk right by there to get into the restaurant. Look, oh my God, what are you guys doing here?
That won't be weird.
What are you doing here?
Oh, we're having lunch with the bigwigs.
We're having some champagne. Just
have you met Mr. Field?
What are you doing here? Well, I'm just taking these guys out to lunch.
Oh, you playing the role of David Field? Is that how he sounds?
Is that David's?
Let's hear more. That's
yeah. Hi, David. Welcome to town.
Thanks so much for having me. I'm really happy to be here. And didn't know you boys were at the bar. You want to join us at our table?
Oh, you think that's going to happen? Oh, David, they don't need to sit with us. That's fine. I'm sure they're happy here at the bar.
They seem vitally important to the show, and I can't imagine without them. Listen all morning this morning, and my goodness, they carried the show. Hey, boys, come on over. One to my right, one to my left. The rest of you, why don't you...
We'll just stay here at the bar.
Why don't you other four sit at another table? I'll just sit with Hooman and Brent.
Well, have a great lunch, guys.
Okay, we'll talk to you guys soon. All right, guys, we'll see you in a little bit.
Oh, Hooman popped in there at the end. Boy, that guy. He really gets this show.
I think that's where we end, right. Absolutely. Radio.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's a beautiful day here in San Francisco and hopefully wherever you're at. Thank you so much for joining us today and listening. Really fun show.
Yeah.
A good time
I was
today.
Cracking up all morning.
Oh my God. Hooman doing David Field. I just
should we isolate that and then you guys could play it over lunch?
I'm hoping he heard it. I'd be listening if I was having lunch with me later.
Isn't that a funny world where David Field says to Hooman, you guys are the show.
You guys are carrying the show.
I listened this morning. You guys are carrying the show.
Yep. Well, all right. There's a guy with some real insight there.
Except for that double ginger comment.
Right.
I hope he doesn't have any gingers in his family that he's offended for. Right. We love gingers. I don't know why. It's so bizarre that people are like coming out of the woodwork saying that we're anti people with red hair. Mm-hmm. We couldn't be more pro redheads on this show.
Yeah.
Gingers all the way.
Gingers are the best.
Everybody in my family is a freaking ginger. They're everywhere you look. All right, look, we're going to go. Hopefully we survive our lunch today.
We're doing a secret show.
Oh, we are doing a secret show. That's true. Well, we got to
survive our lunch?
Yeah, you don't know. David might get mad and something bad might happen at Kokari. I don't know, Vinny. I'm
throw
just
you
going
in the
to
fire.
The lunch. Yeah, there is a big fire going right there. One more reason to take your jacket off.
Yeah.
All right. Have a good one. We're going to do a secret show. Brittany, you don't have to do a lot of editing on those. What time you get those up now?
Usually within 15 minutes up from the end of the show.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
All right. By 10:45
by
or so.
O'clock,
that's just a flip it on kind of thing now, huh?
Yeah, just insert the intro and upload it to the internet.
Boom.
Hey.
Boy. Your life is so much better now.
Smiley.
Yeah.
100 bleeps less.
He's just sitting there. I mean, he's just so fast at putting the bleeps. It was like clickety clackety click click for 15 minutes. Sometimes we take them all day.
Yeah.
All right. Have a good one. We'll see you tomorrow. Goodbye.
Sarah and Vinny.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.